Well, this morning we're going to talk landfill issues. Brandy Maracle is in with us this morning. Brandy is the director of the Cass County Landfill. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you coming out here this morning. And we're going to talk a little bit about some changes at the Cass County Landfill. It's, the recycling, we've done a lot of that over the years. Recycling is a process, and recycling is not inexpensive either, as we're finding.
No, it's not, and actually it's getting to be even more expensive as we head forward. If you have heard, the China markets have completely closed their borders to any recyclable material from the United States. So what that does is that puts the pressure on the domestic markets, and it floods the domestic markets, therefore, so law of supply and demand. If you don't have as much demand, then those prices are going to go down. Also, those markets can be extremely picky about what they take in. So we have to be even more prudent about what we send to the mills to avoid having it just sent right back to us.
Well, I saw a note recently here that you folks have announced that as of July 1st, coming up here in just a couple of weeks, going to no longer be able to accept glass as recyclables. I know folks have gotten used to that. We've trained everybody to recycle those glass products. But there are issues there involving the cost of doing this and also the fact that not all glass is recyclable.
That's right. And this is something that we haven't taken lightly. We've actually looked at this issue for quite a while, actually over a span of years, and evaluated it periodically. And last time we visited, I told you that we would continue to look at efficiencies and what we could do to make our process more cost effective just for the residents. We have that responsibility to make every dollar count out at the landfill. So with glass, unfortunately, there are just no nearby markets that will take it from us. And any markets that do take us are quite a ways away, and transportation becomes a factor in that. Glass is so very heavy that even if you fill a roll-off container, say, a third full, that's as much as you can get in there for weight restrictions. So therefore, it's just not cost-effective. We have no place to put it. We have nowhere to go with it at this time. Also, when people are doing their best to recycle glass, sometimes they forget that light bulbs are not recyclable as far as when you just throw them in the regular glass. Corel dishes are not. Plate glass, like windows, is not recyclable. And once you toss it in that bin, it's going to break, and all of that glass is going to commingle, therefore making the entire load unrecyclable. So we would have to end up landfilling that material anyway. It's just that we were not seeing any revenues off that. We were having to bear the brunt of that cost. There have been other issues. As you've been at recycle bins and sites around town, you've noticed some broken glass around those bins. And that's always a concern for us, that the residents might, hurt themselves, or if they have, children with them or pets, that we get that stuck in their paws. That's a real concern also. So it is a safety issue. When you look at glass and you look at what we fill our landfill with, glass is non-toxic. It's made from the most abundant material on Earth, so it's not an environmental issue when you landfill it. It's not going to hurt the environment. It crushes down pretty small, so it's not going to fill up the landfill, faster. That's not a concern for us. It's just that when you look at glass and look at the recycle markets, as it is the most abundant material on Earth, making glass from virgin materials is actually cheaper than from recycled materials.
How big an impact will this have? Have you seen a lot of glass recycling over the years?
We have. It's kind of ebbs and flows depending on whether people are redeeming the bottles. If they feel like they're getting some money from that 5-cent or 10-cent deposit return, then we'll see not as much. Like I said, a lot of our glass recycling comes from materials that are actually not recyclable. So there will be, some consideration for that. And like you said, the Cass County residents do such a great job of recycling. It's going to be hard for them to relearn these habits. They're used to doing that recycling. And for those people, I understand that this is, just counterintuitive for them to throw something away that they've been recycling all along. And that'll take a little bit of thought retraining for everyone.
Well, it was also convenient for folks, too, because
yes,
the last thing you want is broken glass in your own garbage bags.
Correct.
At home.
Yes.
So we may have to adjust our own habits in our homes to make sure that it's safe for us, too, that way. But,
correct,
again, the Cass County Landfill is not a nonprofit. It's a business, and it needs to run that way. And if something is just not cost-effective, someone has to pay for it.
That's right. As we move forward, July 1 will mark the start of that per capita that everybody was buzzing about a few months ago. And that is something that we need to be able to answer the public and say, okay, what sacrifices are we willing to make the most out of your dollars too? We do have a responsibility to run as efficiently as possible. And that's why we're looking seriously at some of these cuts. And kind of our catchphrase lately has been, we have to look seriously at making the small cuts so that we don't have to make the big cuts.
Overall, has the recycling program been pretty successful here?
Definitely. Cass County has always done an amazing job with recycling. We recycled over 1,000 tons of material last year. That's amazing that that doesn't have to go into the landfill. And the more prudent that we are about really making sure we're only putting what is truly recyclable in those recycling bins, the easier it is for us is to make sure that we can market those and not have any issues with loads being returned.
Boy, and think about the longevity of your landfill space, too. It is limited. You don't have unlimited space. And
that's right.
You've seen other places in around the state. One of the toughest things to do these days is, once a landfill has reached its capacity, is to find land to start over again.
Right. There actually has, in over 20 years, there has not been a new landfill sited in the state of Iowa. It's just nearly impossible to get the DNR to site a new landfill site.
Well, aside from the cost of land these days, it
Correct.
Would be
yeah.
very, very prohibitive to have yes. to do something like that. So anything we can do there is good. So when we go to those recycling collection areas, the bins that are out there around the county, so are we just going to kind of cross off glass and use that space for something else then?
We will. We did some looking at what is filling up fastest out there. Several of the container sites around Cass County actually have their own plastic bin now. So it's one whole roll-off container that's completely dedicated to plastic, because that was the thing that was filling up the most. Plastic is lots of air inside those milk jugs, so it just fills up faster. So as a reminder, please squash your plastics. It saves a lot of room in there. So the next thing that fills up is metal. What we see a lot of it would be your industrial type of cans, you know, maybe from the schools or the nursing homes, those gallon-sized tin cans. Those take up quite a bit of room. So that was the bin that we were moving the next most often. We might not have to empty the other compartments in that bin, but that metal one was getting filled up the fastest. So what we're going to do is just convert that extra compartment into a metal bin. That will make it more efficient, that when we do move that container, it truly does need to be emptied, the whole thing, and not just one compartment.
It's obviously the heaviest area too.
Yes, it is. Yes.
I saw that eye roll there when I said that. So when it comes down to it, now the folks that are going to have to deal, of course, directly with this would be the those individuals in their homes and businesses who are no longer going to recycle, but also the garbage haulers around the county too. You know, they're
Correct.
Going to have to make adjustments now a little bit too, because they're going to be handling some different things.
Yes, they will. And so I would remind you that, you know, be mindful of their safety too. If you have a piece of broken glass or a jar or something like that, oftentimes if you put it inside a paper sack before you put it inside your plastic garbage bags, that'll help keep that glass from protruding through that sack, and it'll help keep your haulers safer.
Yeah, well, if you've had something delivered lately, maybe save some of that bubble wrap in the closet
true,
too, or
true.
Something, anything.
It can serve another life, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, I mean, we hate to see you. Yeah, you could use that. I hate to see you using cardboard to do
yes.
that, but you can do that too. We'd
right.
rather have you recycle that, but
yes.
anything to do to make it safe for everyone.
That's right.
Absolutely. So, very good. So, I guess the bottom line is, starting July 1, we have to change our habits a bit.
Yes, you will. And I promise the residents of Cass County, this was not taken lightly. We really did look at this very carefully to figure out what was the most efficient use of those recycle bins, and of the fuel that it takes to put that recycle truck out on the road, and the time that it takes to sort all, through all that stuff. We are a business, and we have to make these tough decisions to make it as efficient as possible.
Sure, and it's not a decision that you make alone. There's a large group of folks that oversee
right. There's
that.
There's an 11-member board that all chime in on this decision.
From all areas of the county.
Yes.
So you're getting a lot of feedback before this
yes.
ever begins.
Yes.
Very good. And if anybody has any questions at all about recycling in general through the Cass County landfill, can they call?
Please call. The number out there is 243-1991. Give us a call. We'd much rather directly answer your questions than for you to just assume that whatever you heard at coffee this morning is the absolute gospel truth. I had someone come in the other day that swore that we were absolutely pulling all of the recycle bins from Griswold because the bridge was out on 71, so therefore we wouldn't be going there. I'm like, no, that's not true at all, but you know, they absolutely believed because somebody said it must be true. So if you have any questions, I would just prefer that you just call me.
We all deal with construction in the summertime.
Yes, we do.
It's the way of life in Iowa. Yes. Very good. Well, Brandy, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate you visiting with us and sharing and continuing to look out for the best interests of everyone here in Cass County through our recycling programs. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you helping us get the word out.